Because Steve Ducey's going to ask her about this. You know what she's going to say? Well, Steve, he hasn't been there. No one's been charged with anything. We have no evidence that this was a black man. We have no evidence that he was a member of the Black Panthers or the Black Lives Matter. Oh, yes. Yeah, the dude is a Black Lives Matter devotee. It's all over his social media. Hey, Jenny, you know what? Reality sucks, babe. So Ducey axes her on, is this Friday? Before the Rittenhouse verdict, listen.
Just something tied to an ongoing court case. Why did President Biden suggest that Kyle Rittenhouse on trial in Kenosha is a white supremacist?
So, Peter, what I'm not going to speak to right now is anything about an ongoing trial, nor the president's past comments.
Did you hear her
what
sigh?
I can reiterate for you is the president's view that we shouldn't have, broadly speaking, vigilantes patrolling our communities with assault weapons. We shouldn't have opportunists corrupting peaceful protests by rioting and burning down the communities they claim to represent anywhere in the country. As you know, closing arguments in this particular case.
You had to listen carefully. We shouldn't have people claiming to represent, we shouldn't have people rioting and burning down the communities they claim to represent. So what she was saying is, little Kyle Rittenhouse and all the white supremacists were the ones who were rioting, raping, looting, and burning in Kenosha that night. Folks, these people lie. It just flows out of their mouth. It's just lie. That is the exact opposite of what happened that night. By the way, how many of you saw the story from, I guess it was from yesterday or Saturday, of the obviously disgruntled white or celebratory white supremacist who descended upon a Nordstrom store in downtown Los Angeles? By the by, this was a coordinated event. 60 some odd cars do not show up all at the same time, double park all in the same place, all get out nearly simultaneously, all dash into a Nordstrom's and go and rob the joint. With the cops going throwing their hands up there, going, "Hey man, take whatever you want," and then jumping into their cars and driving away, even though they were wearing masks and what have you, most of them you could clearly see were black people. But wait a minute, it's white supremacists. Somebody sent me a. An opinion piece that pretty much sums this all up. This is a Jackson P. Chamberlain at conservativedailynews.com. If the Rittenhouse trial made you angry, what's happening now should infuriate you. I'm going to skip most of the intro. You saw the same trial I did. Not that anyone needed to see the whole trial, because any 15-minute portion of it was more than sufficient to prove that Kyle Rittenhouse was a victim and the scumbags that he offed deserved every part of what they got. By the by, St. Grosskreutz now, who are the other two guys that Rittenhouse actually killed? I can never remember the guy's name. These guys are all up for canonization by CNN, MSNBC, and the Biden regime. These were some of the most respectful members of the libtard demon cult, known as the Cult of Death. By the by, one of them was a multiple count kitty diddler, pederast. The demons are ascendant. They come for the children. They won't take no for an answer. They harvested a few yesterday in Waukesha. I'm sorry, Waukesha. Did you know that the jury wasn't informed about any of their criminal past? How many of you knew that? I didn't know that. The jury was not told about the past of the perps, Anthony Huber and Rosenbaum, who were criminals, career recidivists. The prosecution chose not to bring it up, which precluded the defense from doing so. Yet even without knowing how much the Rittenhouse attackers were similar in pillar of the community status with, say, George Floyd and Jacob Blake. By the way, the cause of all that rioting and what have you in Kenosha was a guy named Jacob Blake, who was shot by the police, but only after he resisted arrest and then tried to get a knife out of his car to try and knife one of the cops that was trying to arrest him for the sixth time his, not wife, live-in girlfriend had accused him of raping her. What a prince Jacob Blake was. You saw the same video evidence I did, the guy says, which made it abundantly clear that this case should never have been brought to trial in the first place, which is what I kept saying. You saw a literal pillar of the community, a kid who did more in a single afternoon with a scrub brush of muriatic acid on the walls of Kenosha businesses than most of us done in our neighborhoods in the last decade. Get absolutely railroaded by a system that, but for one righteous judge and 12 courageous jurors, intended to see him hang. I have news for you. Mr. Chamberlain, they still want to see him hang. But Chamberlain gets to the point of all this. Of course, some are well aware of what they're doing. They know it's wrong. They know what they're saying is a lie. And they're doing it anyway for political purposes. I'd say most in D.C. fit this profile. But the Hollyweird buffoons and the people marching in the city streets around the country are clearly touched in the head. Many of these people actually saw the same evidence you and I saw and still think Rittenhouse is a white supremacist mass murderer. We actually have a digital media file of a woman who was on MSNBC saying Rittenhouse is a white supremacist killer. Now, folks, I warn you, you can't gain your intellect back after you hear this.
I find these people disgusting, Ellie. I'm disgusted at what I'm seeing. It's not just this trial, it's other trials. But this in particular, the fact that white supremacists roam the halls of Congress freely and celebrate this little murderous white supremacist, and the fact that he gets to walk the streets freely, it lets you know these people have access to instituting laws. They represent the legislative branch of this country. What are we to make of that?
You're a lunatic.
Welcome to the modern Republican Party. This is what these people want, and this is what a majority of white people vote for, right? When I say that a majority of white people are in favor of this kind of violence, it is because a majority of white people consistently vote Republican. Since the passage of the Civil Rights Act, a majority of white people have voted Republican, right? So, like, this is the party that they're supporting. A majority of white people pick judges like Bruce Schrader, the judge in the Kyle
Rittenhouse. Shut this idiot. Hey, stereotype much there, buddy? Whether they do this as a gas whiting, as I call it, knowing full well that they're full of you, that they're full of Pence, or whether they actually believe it is immaterial. Beelzebub is behind all of this. They've made a line in the sand, ladies and gents. On one side is the fantasy world there, the demonic, diabolical, and deadly fantasy world that they live in. And on the other side is the real world that we live in, that we try and preserve. From all of the things that they actually accuse us of being perpetrated. But this blanket statement here, how is it that you can get away with this? This is what used to be called stereotyping. I thought stereotyping was illegal. Oh, wait. If you're a practicing Orthodox Jew, you can stereotype. See Corona Doom refusing to wear masks or shut their their temples down in New Tenochtitlan City. If you are a traditional practicing Catholic, you can stereotype. You can blanket statement white people in denial of the wonders of vaccine medicine. Religious zealot wackos in denial. You know, Michael Hitchborn, our friend, has a piece out of Crisis Magazine we'll get into a little bit, where he says, look, enough is enough. The Democrat Party is responsible for this surge in diabolical activity, and they wish to make it permanent. Back to Mr. Chamberlain. These people truly believe that there is nothing to explain this except, where he says of them, mental defect. Normally, mental illnesses this type would deserve compassion, even pity. Sorry, but I'm all out of pity for widespread, ought to be obvious, clear-cut insanity. Current society, with the more genders than Heinz has varieties, take a jab that serves no purpose and is killing people. Peaceful protests involving arson and murder. Well, I'm fresh out of understanding and patience for this kind of special people. The worst of it is that these lunatics are genuinely dangerous. These are people who somehow think that because a hunted down kid defended his life half a country away, they are now entitled to steal basketball shoes from the target they're setting fire to. They're also now entitled to storm the Nordstrom's in L.A. Apparently, they're also entitled to get behind the driver's wheel of their red SUVs and go drive through Christmas parades in Kenosha, or Waukesha, Wisconsin, and kill currently five people. There are 40 people that are hospitalized. Let us pray that no one else dies.